You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is looking for public input on a proposed bridge replacement project in Dunn County. The project would see the bridge carrying US 12 over Wilson Creek in the village of Knapp replaced. The bridge was originally built in 1934, and DOT officials say it has reached the end of its service life. Construction is scheduled for 2028, and the highway would remain open to a single lane of traffic with temporary signals. Public comments will be accepted until April 25th and can be submitted online or by mail. Xcel Energy is reminding Western Wisconsin residents to call 811 before starting any digging projects this spring. According to a press release, the company saw 28 incidents in Wisconsin in 2024 where residents did not call 811 before digging and caused damage to a natural gas or electric line on their property. In honor of National Safe Digging Month, Xcel Energy is reminding residents to have their properties checked and marked for underground utilities for free. Residents can also submit an online request to have their property checked. A Chetek man accused of making a terrorist threat against the Barron County Sheriff's Department has been found guilty by a jury. According to court documents, 35-year-old Matthew Gade was charged over a year ago after a detective received a message from him saying if the county touched his child support check, he would, quote, make world news. He also allegedly had a previous court record of making comments about killing law enforcement officers. He was found guilty in a one-day trial on Monday and is scheduled for sentencing in June. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to celebrate Forest Appreciation Week by contributing to their own local urban forests. According to a press release, Forest Appreciation Week will run from Monday to Friday next week, covering Earth Day and Arbor Day. Residents are being encouraged to plant trees and record them on the Wisconsin tree planting map or simply help a neighbor take care of their trees. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR are working to get 100 million trees planted over the next few years. Wisconsin's seasonal utility moratorium officially ended on Tuesday. Under state law, utility companies are prohibited from shutting off service during the winter months for non-payment. With the moratorium ended, residents who were not able to pay their utility bills over the winter could now see their service shut off until they pay the overdue bills or enter into a payment plan with their utility company. Officials are also warning that federal funding cuts for low-income energy programs could put the moratorium and other programs at risk next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking applicants for the Wolf Advisory Committee. According to a press release, the advisory committee will be tasked with implementing the Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan approved in 2023. The agency is looking to fill 10 stakeholder seats with two applicants from five stakeholder categories. Those categories include hunting and trapping, agricultural and ranching, environmental, and conservation science and education. Applications for the committee will be accepted until May 4th. The Eau Claire City County Health Department will be offering water testing discounts to residents beginning next week. According to a press release, residents can pick up a water sample kit now, and if they return it between April 21st and May 1st, they could get discounted testing. Residents can have their water tested for bacteria and nitrates at 32% discount, or add in other materials like iron and arsenic at a 33% discount. Some tested pollutants could also qualify residents for grant funding to replace, reconstruct, or treat their private wells. The Menominee School Board voted to close down Downsville Elementary School at the end of the school year. The school board voted 6-3 this week in favor of closing the school after persistent struggles with staffing and declining enrollment. Officials say less than 10 students were enrolled for kindergarten at the school for the 2025-2026 school year. School board officials say the closure will not result in layoffs and staff will be transferred to different roles in the district. The school board is also looking for public input on what to do with the building. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with, and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's spacemates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell-bottoms. Money well spent. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. HBO's The Last of Us Season 2 is finally here, with the first episode airing last Sunday night. The wait seems to have been worth it for viewers as well as the network, which says Season 2 viewership for the premiere was up 13% from last season's debut episode. Sunday night's show drew 5.3 million viewers compared to 4.7 million for Season 1. The Last of Us Season 1 ended with a total of 32 million viewers. New episodes drop Sunday nights on Max. Britt Lower's star is on the rise as she will join the cast of Sender, a horror film starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who is also producing. This will not be a huge leap for Lower, genrally speaking, as she's had plenty of psychological horror film training on Apple TV's hit show Severance. Deadline reports that Sender is based on a short film by director Russell Goldman called Return to Sender. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 43. On Thursday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 33.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.